somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You'd say he sure is
touchy.
Okay. And you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Uh-huh. Say you're in a building that started burning and there are a bunch of people in it. You might say, all right, now everybody just keep
calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you'd say, boy, I sure am
tired.
And what?
Pooped.
Okay, if you're real, real, real tired, you'd say you're
pooped out.
All right, okay. If you have some old clothes and it's got holes in the knees and holes in the back and you're going to have to throw them out, you're going to say, well, I'll have to throw these out. They're all
worn out.
Okay. You heard about somebody who was in the hospital, and you might say, gosh, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he?
That's it.
Okay. Somebody got overheated and chilled, and his eyes and his nose started to run. You'd say he, what?
Died quick.
And he started to sneeze, and he's laid up for about a week. You'd say he, what's he got?
Flu.
Okay, or if it's not quite that bad, you'd say...
Cold.
Okay, how would you say that? Make me a whole sentence, would you?
Just say he got an awful bad cold.
Okay. If it affects his voice, you'd say he's...
Got...
Just a little bit...
Vocal trouble. He got sore throat.
Okay, but I can just barely talk because I'm kind of...
Hoarse.
Okay. And then you might develop a
cough.
Okay. Then you might say, well, I think I'll go in and take a nap. I'm feeling a little bit
tired and sleepy.
Okay. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I...
Wide awake.
Well, I'm usually not. If the alarm goes off, I'll have to...
Get up.
Okay, and before I get up, I have to...
Wake up.
Okay. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Somebody who can't hear well is just a little bit...
deaf.
Okay. And you might say somebody began to sweat when he started to work. And by the time he finished working, you'd say he really... What?
Wet with sweat.
Okay. What do you call a kind of sore that comes on the, well, for some people it comes on the back of their neck, and it's...
Carbuncle.
Okay. You ever heard it called anything else?
Riding.
Okay, okay. And you have to go and have it lance sometimes. Mm-hmm. And what do you call it, stuff that comes out?
Pus.
Yuck. Is that the same thing as a boil?
I think so.
Okay. What do you call the stuff that forms under a blister that you might get on your hand?
It's water, the blister.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you got stung by a bee, you say, yesterday I got stung by a bee and my hand...
Swollen.
Okay. And, in fact, it's still pretty...
Swollen.
You're all dressed ready to go. If somebody has to go to war and they get shot in the arm, you'd say he has a
wound.
Okay. And sometimes a wound doesn't heal real clean and it's got kind of a granular white substance around it and it has to be cut out or burned out. What do you call that?